Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, did you know that the Torture Pod has merch? Yeah, over at redbubble.com/people/torturepod, we have a whole bunch of different items that you can wear, adorn on your phone or your computer or your car to show your love for torture. We have Brazen Bull t-shirts. You can have the torture logo on a mug. Gild Array on hat day on a hat, if that's what you choose. Welcome to Latumba shower curtains. I mean, literally, anything you want. iPhone cases with sort your fucking life out on them. I mean, how much better does it get? And remember, all Pride merch sold, profits go directly to the Trevor Project. So you're also helping people in the process of showing your love for the podcast. Just go to redbubble.com/people/torturepod. And as all the kids these days say, get your fit on, bro. I don't know if that's what they say or not. I'm not cool.
The subject of this episode is probably the only device that was used more for blessing people than punishing them. Going back through the Spanish Inquisition to the 14th century, we'll see what was primarily a priest's tool used to grace a congregation be turned into a parody of itself by becoming an instrument of torment. Depending on the severity of the crime, be it thievery, witchcraft, or daring to speak ill of the church, it could be used to do anything from humiliate with piss and blood to leaving a victim covered in third-degree burns. And it was, of course, all done in the name of the Lord. Today, we give you the lead sprinkler. I'm Kevin Young.
Welcome. I'm Dan. Time for ouchies.
No. This is torture. I knew that's where you're going with it.
May as well. I haven't tried to do that voice in a long time. I used to do it all the fucking time.
Yeah, same here. At high school, I did it constantly, and I was really good at it. Now I can't hardly
do
it at all.
I actually got pretty good at one stage where I started reading books in his voice just to practice it.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, it's the only way I found to... Because a certain word you never use. So,
yeah.
And when you try and do it randomly... Then I just kept fucking it up. So like what I do is pick a book and I just sat there. Like I was reading Lord of the Rings one like out loud, Callison, and that's Christopher Walken. Just for the crack. Like it's good fun. It's a nice way of practicing that, you know.
Yeah. Fuck. You ever seen that guy on social media who he'll read books to his wife in various different voices? He's a voice actor. And he'll do like Cuzco. Or not Kuzco. He'll do the guy from Emperor's New Groove, Daniel or Patrick Warburton's.
All right. I've never seen it.
Character. And then he'll do like Kermit the Frog or Miss Piggy, and he'll be reading like smut books to them.
Nice.
In like Muppet voices. It's fucking hilarious. I will constantly walk around like work singing songs as Muppets. Just sure, because it brings me joy.
Yeah, it's like for anything, everybody was trying to get down voices like the Joker's one, stuff like that. And I saw this one great thing where it was like, to do the Joker's voice, you kind of do like Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid, except you bring it up a pitch. Like, I showed it, and I was like, oh my god! It's fucking bang on! It's really cool.
Yeah, I love those accounts that'll show you like how to do the other voices. Like, take one voice that you can do, and then you just do this to make a new one, and then you do this to make it. Like, one guy was doing, he took his regular voice and he went from like Michael J. Fox and then tuned it up to Stitch from Lilo and Stitch, and then brought it down a couple octaves and made Alan Rickman, made Snape from fucking Harry Potter. And it just boom, boom, boom. It was like, how the fuck do you even figure out that you can do that? I mean, that's not cool. Make the voice, but the way that you just do those little simple changes to make new voices, I don't know, as somebody who would love to do that type of stuff for a living, it's astonishing to me how people can simply just change one or two things and you make a whole new voice. It's ridiculous.
People are so talented. Well, yes. They put an awful lot of effort in.
Oh yeah, they sit at home and that's, I mean, but if that's their job, then that's all they do.
That's true. Is it what's your man's name again that does all the Looney Tunes stuff, and where you start learning who Bugs Bunny was a little kid and whatever, and eventually now he's doing, he is Bugs Bunny now.
I can't remember his name. I know who you're talking about though.
He's on that podcast. He does that. Sometimes I Hear Voices or something like that, or
something like that. And he does a handful of the Looney Tunes voices, and he's so fucking good at them too.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. And then he'll just sit there and be like, "Well, for this you got to do this, but then if you want to do this voice, you take your tongue and you turn it upside down, and it's just,
yeah,
it's
like kinda, what?
It's fucking crazy.
I'll stick with my subpar walk, and thank you very much.
But this one, I sit on attack, and it's." Anyway, Dan, how are you doing? I haven't talked to you in, God, it's been a while.
Not too bad. How about you, Kevin? How are things?
Perpetually tired, pretty much.
Wonderful.
Too much work. Not enough time to do nothing. Wow. Like, it sucks because I got to go in early tonight, and I'm going to miss the first football game of the NFL season, which it's the Eagles and the, I know you're not a huge football guy, but it's the Eagles and the Cowboys, so I really don't give a fuck.
Right.
I want the Cowboys to lose because I fucking hate them with the passion of a thousand suns. But it's not Simpsons like it's again. Kill me to not watch it.
I can't remember to skip Simpsons. Just the thing I was trying to think of. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But it is what it is, you know. It's a double-edged sword, really. You know, you got to work all those hours and be away from the family, which really fucking sucks. But then if I don't work those hours, we're short on money. And
yeah. I hear
you. That's a weird one. Not short on money. We're fine. It's just I don't have enough money. I don't have as much money as what I want.
I don't think anybody ever does, except for Jeff Bezos.
Elon. Actually, yeah. I don't think he has as much as he wants either. I think he's very striving really hard to be the first trillionaire, and it's gross.
Yeah.
I saw something last night, like if Dolly Parton didn't give as much away for charity and do her book donations and all that shit every year, she would have like, she'd be worth like $10 billion or some shit like that.
Who needs that?
If she, Well, obviously not Dolly Parton, because she gives it all away. And to say what you want about her, which is plenty, J.K. Rowling also gave away a lot of her fucking money. She's still horrible, but, you know, she did give away money. I'm not sticking up for J.K. Rowling, so everybody knows. She's a horrible person. Just saying, she gave away your money. If that's what it is, if J.K. Being as horrible as J.K. Rowling is can still give away fucking a bunch of money to help people out, then I think that's kind of a low bar to hit. Just giving away a shit ton of money.
Yeah. That's like celebrity dickhead 101 to not be taken as much of a dickhead.
Yeah. Oh, well, everybody hates me for this, so I'll just give my money away. I have more than enough of it. And then everybody goes, oh, you're such a great person. You gave all that money away that you could write off in taxes. Well, Dolly Parton gives away like $2 billion worth, has given away like $2 billion worth of books or some shit like that to kids. And then she does like scholarships and
I saw that already. Right, yeah. Really cool.
It's fucking crazy.
Fair fucking place, right?
I need to hit up fucking Dolly Parton. Some people
Parton.
Just too good. Fuck yeah. She's had a lot of work done, but you go back in the day, like when she was, you know, in her 20s and 30s, my God, absolutely gorgeous. Her and Helen Mirren, All right, this is quickly turning into a completely...
Let's say the exact same thing that Liam Neeson said the first time he saw her. Fuck. I always loved that interview. Don't know if you've ever seen it. If you haven't, I'll send it on to you. It's brilliant. It's about when he started acting, and I can't remember who said he was with, but basically it's like they're starting to King Lear or some shit like that, and basically somebody's talking about Helen. He said all that, and she walked into the room and kind of just looked at Sugar, and I was just like fuck. As soon as he saw her. And apparently I fancied her. I think they date for a while or something,
but, oh yeah,
yeah, I'll find it and send it on to you.
Liam Neeson, master swordsman.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, before we, Liam Neeson's dick is so big. How big is it? Thanos had to snap twice. All right, before we get started today, like we've said before, if you send us a DM or an email, whether it's praise or hate, we will read it on the pod, unless you specifically ask us not to. Of course, unless it is hate, then fuck you, we're going to read it regardless. But we got a lovely message from Emily, a.k.a. MCAT, on our Patreon. She signed up for the Inquisitor tier, and after the standard hello, thank you so much, means the world to us message we sent to her, all 100% true, obviously. She sent us back this. Hello, Dan and Kevin. I've been listening to you two for a long time. Since the beginning, I think. I work in a laboratory, and every time I came to that word when I was reading this, or when I read the message at first, I don't know if it's from my years of watching Dexter or what, but I always want to say, laboratory.
Laboratory, yeah.
Yes.
Laboratory.
So I work in a laboratory and often listen to the podcast while I'm pipetting and diluting and all that other sciencey bullshit. Over the last year, I was working towards a promotion where I could officially be called a microbiologist. And one of the top things on my list post-promotion was to become a Patreon supporter. Your podcast is the first one I have become a paid supporter of, and I am very happy to do so. I love all your episodes, from the torture devices to the crazed killers and dictators to the historical events. I actually lived and worked in Japan for 3 years and thoroughly enjoyed your deep dive into Unit 731. Shouldn't say anything about Nanking, but I don't think anybody loved Nanking because it was... No.
No.
Nope, especially not Nanking. Nope. Most people aren't even aware of his existence. And Japanese culture has a tendency towards selective amnesia when it comes to their own evil doings in conflicts past. I was even able to get priority access to Battleship Island and be able to explore the ruins due to my teaching position. I also keep many exotic pets, including rats, snakes, tarantulas, and other arachnids. So your animals episodes always tickle me. Rats indeed are little murder machines, and while they are some of the sweetest animals I've ever owned, they have the worst bite out of every animal in my care. Maybe the arachnids, because it's a known fact that every single spider on Earth can unhinge its jaw and swallow a human whole. That's why I kill everyone I come across. I'm saving the world from spiders and arachnids every time I see one. This message is too long already. I guess as a longtime lurker, when you finally connect, you can't seem to stop talking. But you and Dan do a lovely job of being both respectful and downright fucking hilarious. Every time I see or hear mention of Dan's favorite person and rapper, I can't help but laugh out loud at the deadly innocence and invisible darkness. From a fellow Midwesterner, in Kevin's case, Wisconsin weirdo over here, thank you for everything you two do. Now I gotta go sort my fucking rats out, as their cage needs cleaning. Oh, and if you would like to read this message for the podcast, that's totally fine. And if not, that's also okay with me. It's up to you. It's your podcast. So
I don't think you should read it out. About old.
You know what? A second thought, I'm not gonna read it out loud. But I want to do as little editing as possible. So whatever's in it's already in it. We were just talking about old Paul right before we came on. If you joined the Patreon,
yeah,
you'd hear. Yeah. Hear us. Nothing but good things, Paul. You should listen to the show. Promise. It's nothing but good
Love
things.
Love to let us sort your fucking rats out. That was brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. She is correct. It is our podcast. But who would be dumb enough to not read that at the beginning of an episode? You get a message like that. I mean, come on. The biggest takeaway from the message for me, Dan, you and I talked about it for a little bit, is a microbiologist. Actual smart people do listen to this show.
Yeah.
Which I'm both
We have bridged the gap.
Terrified.
We have yes, no longer just we no longer just serve idiots anymore.
Right. Yeah, so when my parents are like, you're wasting your life. This is stupid. Nobody listens. I can be like, ha, I'll tell you what, a microbiologist listens, so fuck off.
Damn straight. We've got doctors up in here soon.
Both honored and terrified for our future generations.
Betcha she pronounces library properly and everything.
Yeah, no library.
Yeah.
No, she uses every syllable.
Laboratory.
DD, get out of my laboratory. Did you have Dexter's Laboratory over there? Is that one of them?
We did.
You did?
We did, yeah. I didn't watch it quite as much as some of the other shows, but yeah.
I never know the cultural connections.
Usually we got some of those things a couple of years, sometimes after. In fact, sometimes we got stuff at the exact same time. Yeah.
Right.
Not everything, though. Yeah, there was loads of shows that you talked about before that we didn't get, so.
Yeah, it's like us with Bake Off. We have to wait a couple weeks after it comes out to get Bake Off.
I still haven't gotten caught up with that in so long.
The new season starts, I think.
Yeah, I saw it advertised on Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix do it now here.
We are excited.
Which I might watch it at some stage. It's one of those things, I don't know why I haven't in so long. Used to follow it a lot, but
oh, we love it. I think it's because it isn't like action and drama packed. It's just good fun.
Yeah.
It's just you meet a bunch of people that you really, really like and you just watch them bake and it's a good time. I think that's why we like it so much, because everything else in our life is filled with either action
chaos
or just drama and chaos.
So we start watching the, I think it's a Disney or maybe it's Amazon to have it, where it's the two lads from Lord of the Rings, Thingy and Dom. What's his fucking name? Merry and Pippin, basically.
Merry and Pippin.
Yeah, they're it's called like it's like the Eat the World, whatever. So I'm traveling, a food travel show to Zoo Boys.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and it's really good. It's well worth the watch.
I mean, eke out as much of that Lord of the Rings money as you can. According to Cate Blanchett, nobody made a ton of money from that.
I'm not surprised. But sure, Legolas only got paid like 90,000 or something for the first two or something.
Or for all three. Was on, I can't remember, was it Graham, might have been Graham Norton. They asked her, like, question came up is what movie project has paid you the best? And they're like, obviously it's Lord of the Rings. She's like, are you fucking kidding? We got catering and that was about it. Also, Emily,
something that nobody wants to replace, you know, nobody wants them remade again.
I wouldn't think. I mean,
they will be
several years down the line when the CGI and all that is way outdated, which is getting there already. They will redo them. Somebody will redo them.
It's been longer now since they were released than the gap between the original release of the, you know, and the Peter Jackson ones. So. Because I don't know if you've ever seen that, the animated ones.
And then I know of them. I have never actually watched them, though.
I love the animation style. I don't know what it is about that. Like, it's like in the... There's a couple of video games that had it as well. But, I don't know what it is about that. It's basically just actors, really. This is what it actually is.
Yeah.
It's used actual people. It's like early motion capture stuff or whatever.
Emily is also excited, at least it seemed that way in our chat back and forth, about the possibility of some point coming on the show and sitting in for a live recording.
Cool.
Or being a part of the show, as is one of her perks of becoming an Inquisitor. So we're going to figure out the best time for her to do that, hopefully in the near future. That is a perk you get if you sign up. So go to patreon.com/torturepod, sign up. And if you sign up for the Inquisitor tier, you have reserved your right to sit in on a live show and even participate if you would like to. The only person who's taken us up on it so far was Sam. And
Sam who?
The show went off pretty well. It's like bears with an R. Two R's.
Rares?
Two R's?
Bruce?
I don't know. Well, this leads us to a call of action, something we haven't done in a while. She starts off her message by saying she's been listening since the beginning. It's got me wondering. Let us know, when did you start listening? How did you hear about the show? That'll actually help us with advertising and then where to point. Should we go more TikTok or Instagram, or should we, you know, how do we do it? So email us, torturepod@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram, Blue Sky, TikTok, @torturepod for each. And let us know when you started listening, how you started listening, all that good shit. Help us out. And just, it would just be fun to know when people, you know. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people like, oh, the Nan King episodes were my first episodes. Not a good place to start. I mean, it gives you a good idea what the show's about. Yeah. It gives you a good idea what the show's about. They're going for it. But it's a hard listen.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Put us on the map, Kevin. Don't know what map. It's probably some kids' school atlas or something. Well, you know.
Oh, yeah. If somebody did a report on the Nan King, and they
could
got
be like
all
Homeland Security's map, the FBI's map, or
ICE.
Somebody's map, something like that.
Yeah. All right, Dan, let's take you back to the Iberian Peninsula, specifically Portugal, in the early 16th century, smack dab in the middle of the Spanish Inquisition. You are a known heretic.
Nobody ever expects a Spanish Inquisition.
I was waiting for it. Yeah. You are a known heretic. Go figure. You would go to taverns and raise your cup to laugh at priests, daring God to strike you down. As others would whisper their discontent for the church, you would speak loudly what others wouldn't. But when you decide to run your mouth during Lent, the local clergy had decided enough was enough. You were arrested and taken before a tribunal of black-robed men and condemned as a blasphemer. And since you...
I've never felt so close to one of the characters you put me into before as this.
This one, and when I made you the French lady in the breast ripper episode. And oh, yes. You're a kid, yes.
My poor, poor boobs.
Never trust a Frenchman. And since you spat upon the sacraments and defiled the Virgin's name, you would, in turn, taste a parody of the very rite you mocked. You are taken to the dungeon, the common device sit idly along, the rack, scavenger's daughter, das Boot, etc. You are taken past all of these and tied to a pillar near the end of the room. As a friar mutters a prayer, you see the torturer dunk a long-handled device into a bucket. You don't know whether to be scared or excited. Long-handled devices. Is it Tuesday already?
Dripping with lubricant.
What's you got over there, buddy? What are you doing? His body glowing orange from the illumination of the liquid substance within. As the torturer comes towards you, you hear the friar utter, quote, "Receive now your blessing." When the torturer lifts the device, you notice it looks exactly like a priest's aspergillum. He then thrusts it downwards in front of you, just like a priest would while blessing the church. Only instead of holy water, molten lead bursts out, hissing as the tiny beads strike your flesh, leaving pot marks across your legs, groin, chest, and face, burning any hair and then skin away. One bead shoots into the corner of your eye as you let out a blood-curdling scream. This was the torture of the lead sprinkler.
It sounds like
such a fun thing.
That is pretty nasty, to be fair.
Yeah. A blasphemer would only endure this punishment for a few moments, a few shakes of a quote-unquote blessing, and then it was over. But by then, the damage would be done. Anywhere the beads hit, the skin would be melted or burned, the body covered in second and third degree burns. After a few days, he would be carried into the town square to be used as an example of what would become of those that mocked God, and more importantly, those that mocked the church. Like, listen, say whatever you want about God. You talk bad about the church.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you. There is no God. All right, calm down. And the church sucks. Get him!
Yeah, I'd be fucked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We both would. Yeah. I walked around for like 3 days. Was it Labor Day? Yeah, this past weekend. Didn't feel like doing shit, so I didn't even change clothes. So I walked around town for like 3 days with a shirt that says I don't care what the Bible says, with a little baby Baphomet on the front of it. So yeah, don't give a fuck. Got my Invader Zim shirt. Did you have Invader Zim?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, fucking love Invader Zim. One of my favorites. Anyway, now they only use molten lead because of the infamy of this particular blasphemer. Other substances could be used depending on the severity of the crime. Say for murder or violent crime, one can be sprinkled with animal blood. Probably not hot, but possibly heated up. It would be more psychological, being more blood before being actually punished for the crime. That got in my mouth.
I know.
Tastes like a stack of pennies.
The worst substance they could use.
Oh, yeah? Well, what is it? I want to see
from the inside. The cheese from the inside of one of those sandwich toaster cheesy things.
Yeah.
Did you see a guy sitting there with a Breville just making tons of toasted cheese sandwiches and just emptying them all into this fucking bucket? And be like, no! No!
I have 9 Hot Pockets here. I microwave some of them for 3 minutes and some of them for 1 minute. Let's see what happens. And then, like, half of them hit your ice cold. The other half hit you, immediately melt the thing.
Molten. You'd be like the T-1000. That's him when he gets a hole on through his face.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that would be, that'd be bad.
Yeah, that'd there be was... really shit. One of the problems with growing a beard is proper beard care. Going on a website or even to a brick and mortar store and seeing dozens of different options, whether it be oils, washes, balms, lotions, razors, butters, or just a massive amount of different companies all trying to sell you virtually the same product with a different logo, it can be difficult and overwhelming.
And even worse, see, I already fucked it up. And even worse, though, if you're trying to buy beard products for someone else. Well, thebeardstruggle.com has made that process infinitely easier with their beard kits and bundles.
Anything from a simple oil kit that gives you day tonic and night elixir,
to the complete beard care bundle that gives you the day and night oils, beard shampoo, beard conditioner, beard balm, and the Viking Sea Mineral Beard Mask.
The beard growth bundle that comes with the Boxster Growth Accelerator and the Derma Roller.
To Cracky Shave Kit that gives you everything you need to keep your beard short and trimmed up.
To the mother of all beard kits, the Apex Bundle 2.0. That comes with 15 different products, including the heated beard brush and straightener.
And if you're still just not sure what bundle to get, you can take their beard routine quiz, and the Beard Struggle will tell you what the best beard care routine and products are for your specific beard type and price range.
The Beard Struggle takes the confusion out of what you get, what to get. Anyway, the Beard Struggle takes the... The reading the ad struggle. The Beard Struggle takes the confusion out of what to get for your beard or that special beard wearer in your life.
And the best part is, since it's a bundle, you save money.
And with our exclusive discount code, TORTURE19, that's TORTURE19, you'll save even more, 19% at checkout. And with their 90-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to worry about.
And since they never test on animals, you can feel good supporting an ethical company that also produces a quality product.
TheBeardStruggle.com. Do what's right for your beard. Do what's right for your face. Sort your fucking beard out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a top-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
There was urine or rancid liquids if you were found guilty of obscene or sexual crimes. More humiliation than anything, the act would be making you as filthy as the crimes you committed and putting you before God.
So there's a chance that several men would fill up a bucket.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all just standing there, just big weekend. Yeah.
Just... Can you imagine?
He splashed me. Quit splashing. No splashing.
That's got in my eye.
Brine,
Bonnie,
vinegar.
Bonnie Blue on a given weekend.
Somebody had asparagus.
Yeah.
Brine, vinegar, or salt water for thieves and petty criminals, more than likely used after other punishments, especially those that would cause open wounds.
Mm.
You know, get a good whipping and then a good blessing brining with some salt water. Yeah, good brining. Then we pop him in the oven at 450 for 3 hours, and he comes out all golden crispy. Hot wax or tallow for those accused of witchcraft and sorcery, the wax being linked to the candlelight used in rituals, a symbolic way of using the witch's tools against them. The wax causing blisters, but nothing more than first or second degree burns for slow ritualistic torture, probably used to extract the names of others in your coven. You can burn yourself pretty bad with that. So my wife just burned herself with hot glue gun the other day, and she
That's
got huge blisters on her.
Pain in the ass.
She was gluing like a skeleton. She made this fucking grandfather clock out of cardboard, and she's gonna, you know, she's putting a whole Halloween-y shit on it and paper mache and everything. She was hot gluing a skeleton hand onto it, and it fell off. She dropped it before she put it on, and all the glue was still hot. She caught it. So she's got, like, several spots all over her hands that are all blistered up. Do I pop it? No, don't pop it.
I've been there before. Hot glue goes
don't
as
pop
well.
It. Yeah. It's like you when I fucking caught my whole arm on fire, remember the fucking furnace explosion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my whole arm was fucking one giant blister. Every time I tried to pop something, you would yell at me. Take your own fucking advice. Stop popping your goddamn blisters.
I have a scar on my arm here from where I popped the blister, where the most stupid thing ever was cooking a pizza. And I was taking, there was two pizzas in the oven, and I was taking them both out to swap them around. Right?
Yeah.
Because I had nowhere to put the fucking tray, so I had to hold one in one hand. But then I can't remember, somebody was coming past me in the kitchen, so I had to go to kind of scrunch up like this, because there was only a small gap at the time behind me. Somebody
sure.
needed to go near the bin in that exact fucking moment. Obviously, you know, and the tray hit me in the arm.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Only just this tiny, quick little thing. And, like, the thing is, like, I've done worse things to my fucking hands without getting scars
sure.
from them. You know, like, I took a stainless steel pan out of the oven, put it on the hob, and went back over and grabbed it with my hand. And my entire hand was, like, practically a fucking blister at one stage. And that didn't scar. Yet this little fucking thing...
Don't do that. That's a bad idea.
No, it was ridiculous. It stuck to my hand for a second.
They couldn't wait 3 seconds to go by while you're holding two hot pizza pans in your fucking hands?
Obviously not. You know, because, you know, I was the stupid one, you know.
Yeah, you're the one holding the pizzas.
Yeah.
Trying to make dinner for your family.
Yeah. Oh, no, both pizzas were for me.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Dana, I don't feed them.
No. They're withering away to nothing in the other room.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't eat till I'm done.
Yeah.
That old Family Guy episode with John Goodman.
Yeah.
Honey, the children are starving. I eat first. And we up the ante to boiling oil for liars and oath breakers. The oil would cling to the flesh better than just plain water. The symbolism of the oil clung to you just as your betrayal clung to the innocent you lied to, or some bullshit. And of course, the worst of all we already spoke of, blasphemers and heretics would be hit with molten lead. So when did it start? Well,
at 7 p.m. Just after dinner.
The party starts at 9.
So they had all the oil heated up and everything else at that stage.
So many museums today will date the use back to the late Middle Ages, 14th, 15th century, and with its use most strongly showing up during the Spanish Inquisition up until the 16th century, fading away completely in the 17th. But why a priest's aspergillum? Well, first let's talk about what an aspergillum is. It's a device used to sprinkle holy water during service to remind people of their baptism. It can be anything from a brush-like bundle or a hyssop branch, a crucial plant used for both literal and symbolic cleansing and purification in the Bible, specifically Passover, or a perforated metal ball on a long handle, dipped in a bucket of holy water and then shaken over the congregation. This is the one that we're speaking of now. Mostly Catholic churches, but it can also be found in Anglican and Episcopal churches, Eastern Orthodox churches, Lutheran churches, although I never saw any when I was little, because I was Lutheran when I was young, and even modern paganism like Wicca. Well, the use of
Wicca West, Wild West.
The use of the aspergillum for torture was more of a cruel joke or dark parody than anything else, receiving the blessings of pain for your sins and whatnot. That movie's been on TV quite a lot lately. I don't know why. TBS or TNT.
So fucking shit.
I love West, that Jim movie West, Desperado. So much. I love that movie so much. Kevin Klein, Will Smith, Selma Hayek. It's just, I don't know.
The Linkin Park Wild Wild West mashup is like the greatest mashup of all time.
Yeah. I think I've heard that one. Pretty sure.
Oh,
I've
you have. I'm 99% sure I've sent it to you.
I'm pretty sure you sent it to me. And even when you sent it to me, I listened to it. I was like, I think I've heard this before. Because there's a radio show over here that every morning when they before they start their broadcast, they'll play a mashup song. And I believe they play that one a couple times.
Nice.
So this begs the question, was it ever real? Well, Wild Wild West was. It was very much real. I remember. I saw it just the other day.
Yep.
Would the church use a tool for blessing for torture? Well, the answer for that is probably, yeah, of course they would. They don't give a fuck. We can't use this. It's sacrament of the Lord. Stab him in the eye with it. They don't give a fuck.
No, they really do not.
Yeah. The answer to the first question, although probably is no. As we discovered several times on this podcast, they actually kept pretty clear records on who, why, and how someone was tortured. And to my knowledge and impeccable researching skills, and it says here, hold for laugh. There is no text anywhere in medieval history.
Great work, Kevin.
History.
We appreciate.
I'm going to put in a sound effect there of people cheering. Don't worry. There is no text anywhere in medieval history or the history of the Inquisition that describes using an aspergillum for punishment or the words lead sprinkler or anything like that. More than likely, it was made up in stories to villainize the church during its centuries-long reign of terror over Europe. Just like we saw with the Pair of Anguish, just like we saw with the Iron Maiden in later years, just like we saw with the Head Crusher. There's just some of these that probably did it. But this is probably as close to your whole just use a hammer analogy.
Yeah. I think it's a very smart use of that.
This is pretty close.
Yeah.
To that. What do we got that we could? Oh well, I mean,
sitting around like
holy water.
Yeah.
You start blessing them with holy water, and they're like, "Thank you," and then you start blessing them with fucking molten lead,
And they might, who knows, they might be like, thank you!
It is pretty smart. It's kind of like what's sitting around, yeah, that we can use, like, it, like getting a plank with a rusty nail in it kind of thing, because it's just sitting there, you know. It's
yeah, just hit them with something.
It's what they had available. Well, yeah, they're not going off and inventing some fucking crap thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, you can see just a guy down there just waiting to be tortured, and then you got the torturer and a priest comes down, and well, what should we do? Put him on the rack? We do that all the time. The boot? It is fun, but that's too much work. Have to put the whole thing on and then hammer in the fucking wedges. Nah, I don't know. And the priest is just like, oh, hold on. I got an idea. Hold on. And just takes off running out of the dungeon. You just hear footsteps.
Stick on the kettle.
He comes back. He's like, you have any lead? You got any lead? Yeah. Put it in that cauldron over there. I'll be back in just a minute. Comes back. He's holding it. He's like, he's so excited. He's bouncing up and down. This is going to be fun. We've never done this before.
The second he walks in
with it, the torturer's like, yes, yes.
I have to say,
I can get like six guys in here to piss in a bucket, like right now. If you need me to.
Nothing better than smell of boiled piss. God. This thing, like, after seeing the actual legit normal ones of those in use only 2 days ago, like,
I bet
they. I could see why it wouldn't be used as one, because that fucking priest hit himself with as much holy water as he hit the fucking coffin with. Like, you know, like, he, it was splashing back in him an awful lot. So, like, if you're using molten lead or whatever, like, you know, like, you're gonna, unless you're wearing, like, leather, full-on leather dominatrixy suit thing, then you're gonna get some.
The torturer probably has some, like, a hood and an apron or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Just keep the blood off of him. He's got a dinner date the next, afterwards. He doesn't want to get blood all over him.
That's true. That's true. I'm going to Applebee's. You smell like piss. He's sitting there on his dinner date. Stop it, darling.
I'm going to Applebee's after this. I mean, they have the $5 all you can eat apps are back. So I'm putting on the apron today. I promise her I would. She's sick and tired of me showing up smelling like salt water and urine.
Yeah. Honey, would you ever give up that torturing job? Every day you come home smelling of shit and piss.
It's who I am, woman. Yeah. It's who I am. If I'm not a torturer, then what am I?
You're just Bob. Poor Bob the torturer.
Poor Bob the torturer. Oh, poor Bob. I just put a guy in a barrel the other day. His name was Steve Cooper. He walked around looking like an idiot. This is what brings me joy, woman. And you're trying to take that away from me. Myths and tales of the very thing that priests use to bless entire congregations was then used to torment those that spoke out against it. Lead sprinklers showing up in later catalogs for torture devices in the 18th, 19th, and 20th century, and in torture museums, most likely to try to prove how barbaric the old days were and how much better off you were now, which we spoke of in our Iron Maiden episode. So this isn't to say that molten metals and boiling oils weren't used as implements of torture. They definitely were. To a gruesome effect. But that's a story for another episode.
That's like how real KFC was invented. Was guy torturing another guy. You know. Stuck his hand in some flour. Stuck his hand into the oil.
Stuck his hand into the 11 secret herbs and spices.
Yeah.
Then stuck his hand into the oil. The torture, it burns and hurts like shit, but the real torture is I know I can't eat my hand and it smells so delicious. Fuck it, I'm going to take a bite.
Pesky Colonel.
I do love me some KFC. I don't care who says what. I do love me some KFC. I don't know what KFC
is. Like, I haven't had it in a long time.
It's been a while for us. It's been a while. And honestly,
We might get it soon, because now you got me thinking of KFC.
I'm trying to think if there's even one near me. I don't think there is.
How we have one, you know, a couple towns away, which is like a, I don't know, 12, 15-minute drive, something like that.
The nearest one to here is definitely longer than that.
Yeah.
Hell of a lot longer. Well, not really missing so much that I'd warrant traveling for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't go long distance for it, but I mean, just going 15, 20 minutes or something like that, that's not long distance. That's fine. Then go get it. It's still warm by the time you get it home, pretty much, as long as you get it fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably an hour from here, from the nearest one.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't doing that shit.
No, an hour for that would.
I'm going to find out exactly how far away. Google Maps, here we go.
Now you got me wondering.
Yeah. KFC, see locations. Oh.
KFC locations. Can't believe you didn't.
Oh, there's one that's closer than I thought. Okay, let me see. Where is that? But who goes there?
Nobody goes to that town. The people who live in that town go to that town.
37 minutes away.
That's still a little far. As an American saying 37 minutes away, that's saying something, because we will drive much further than that for mediocre food, and I think KFC is pretty fucking good.
But man, you drove the whole way to fucking Memphis, Tennessee for Chinese food for during Chinese. The day, so, you know.
I swear, the road sign says Memphis.
Yeah.
And that road sign says Indianapolis, and that road sign says Chicago. Are we at all three places at once? Yeah, it's where the cities come together.
Well, to be fair, though, we do have a place nearer that is, now, not always better, but it is a type of southern fried chicken, right?
Okay.
And it's, there are certain things that KFC do that I think are just, yeah, way above whatever, but generally speaking, they're normal pieces. This sort of place does them better, so.
Yeah. Oh yeah, KFC is nowhere near the top tier best fried chicken, but it is good.
Yeah,
and it is good enough to go get. But yeah, I mean, if I'm like, if it's between KFC and like a family owned southern restaurant where I got, you know, some big black lady in the back making me some southern fried chicken, guess where I'm fucking going? Because I know how delicious that fried chicken's going to be. There's a place over in St. Louis called Sweeties. And my God, the greasiest fried chicken I've ever had in my life, but so fucking good. God, I believe the owner is now in prison for trying to kill his wife.
For giving her too much chicken grease. There's a place, I think it was on like Man vs. Food. There was a place, I must look it up. I'm pretty sure it's in the Midwest. Or the mid, whatever the hell, yoke you're in, whatever the hell you refer to.
Yeah, Midwest.
Mm. And yeah, it was one of these places that did like fried chicken and fried catfish and all that load of shit. And it just looked like the greatest thing ever.
Because it probably was.
Yeah.
it probably was the greatest thing.
Yeah, so these, I remember them serving up like, it's like these two big chunky white slices of bread, and it's just fucking huge thing. And I was just like,
I'm not big on the catfish. I'm not a big catfish guy. It tastes like mud to me. But
I've never had it, you see, and I've been dying to try it. So, because I always love
fried catfish. You never had fried catfish before?
No, it's not something you get here. Like, so I've always been dying to try it.
Well, you guys don't have. You guys don't have catfish over there, do you?
I think we do.
Yeah.
No, we'll find out now.
Get the phone back out.
See where the nearest catfish is in relation to KFC.
Your catfish is 3 minutes away from the closest KFC. Kentucky Fried Catfish.
They're not native species, but there have been a few found here, apparently.
Yeah.
But only a few.
This episode took a weird turn. We talked about the lead sprinkler, and all of a sudden we're talking about KFC and fried catfish.
We've talked about KFC for longer than we talked about ball on the end of a stick thing. Power of Christ compels you.
to get finger licking good.
Kentucky Fried Christians.
Any pop culture? Like, I don't.
Any? But the power of Christ compelled you. There you go. You'd see the implement itself being used in nearly any time, just anything to do with anybody being blessed by in any movie by the Catholic Church. They're either using their things that we would assume are sprigs of thyme, but they're not. They're that little funky branchy thing. Or they are, unless it's Gordon Ramsay you're looking at. And what you call it? And you see the, I can't remember how to pronounce it, the ass thingy.
Aspergillum. Yeah, that.
The ass for Jillum. Yeah, that's it.
Who's Jillum? Why does it have my ass?
But yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
I mean, everybody's seen one in movies or TV shows. I don't think we've ever seen one get used for torture. Maybe. I don't know.
You can get one in D&D 5e, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I literally used aspergillum 5e. I was like, excuse me?
I know there's I can't remember what movie or TV show where it's like it's either a witch or a vampire where they use one to shake holy water onto them and they're but never like molten lead. So idea for D&D, Dan.
There you go.
Yep.
You just have to carry that fucking bucket of molten lead around the whole time.
What's the
or a small furnace everywhere you go.
Well, you get it nice and hot, and then you put it in your bag of holding.
You could learn the spell heat metal.
Yeah.
That'll
or heat
work.
Liquid, and you just piss in a bucket. Ooh, nice hot urine. Thank you to our patrons, Willow Quinn Fowler, Sam, again, is it Brersh? And
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, that's how we'll do it from now on. I don't know if she wants us using her full name, so we'll just use the username she has on it, MCAT. You can sign up as well at patreon.com/torturepod. 1 week of our cult leader tier for free. Connect with us on all the socials at TorturePod, email torturepod@gmail.com, donate, buymeacoffee.com/torturepod, redbubble.com/people/torturepod for the merch, all Pride merch profits donated to the Trevor Project. Go rate and review wherever you can. Also, thank you to our sponsors. You could support us by supporting them. Maybe we should start donating some of our merch profits to people to fight fucking the National Guard because they are taking over. That's a political thing. That's a political thing. That's for a different podcast. Hint for our next episode. Being premature in any case is bad, but this is probably the worst. Sorry, babe.
The torture of ejaculation.
It can be. It can be. Dan, any words of wisdom?
Don't use your aspergillum to apply mayonnaise to your sandwiches. It was not a good device for sandwich making. Especially because you don't know where that priest last put it. Could have been in a bucket of piss. Could have been
blood.
Some up, you know.
Just a priest walking in. It's got it all. He's got it like all the way up there. He's like, you want to see a trick? And he just starts shaking water out of it.
Yeah.
Just starts twerking. And there's just water going pip, pip, pip. What the fuck?
Oh my God. You brought down the tone of this podcast one too many times, Kevin.
I elevated it to another level. God
need
damn
to take
it
a stand right now.
Like, even I have my limits. We can't talk. We can't, no.
Nah, not really. Not really.
Oh, fuck. All right. Short and sweet and out of the way. And
just like an ass. Gillum.
Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by PodUp.com.
Let's be honest, whether you want to admit it or not, you've probably thought at some point to start a podcast. I mean, podcasts are fun. Podcasts are fun. You and I have a good time on here, Dan.
Just get on, talk junk.
Yeah. I mean, it's some dark content. What we're talking about isn't necessarily fun, but we make it fun. We have a good time. And we would have never even met each other if it weren't for podcasts. So,
that's true. Podcasts and Canadians.
Podcasts and Canadians. Little D&D threw it in there. I mean, change your life.
Well, there are about 5 million podcasts out there, and around 90% of those stop after just 3 episodes. That's including about 1.8 million that stop before they even start, which we know a thing or two about that, though, to be fair.
Yeah, we do, unfortunately.
Quite a few still on the drawing room floor.
And of those that do get started and pass that 3 episode mark, about 90% of those don't get past 20 episodes. And there's a reason. Podcasting is hard. Well, successful podcasting is hard.
Yeah, it's not just sitting in front of a microphone and talking for an hour. Though sometimes that's what it is for me. It's recording, audio editing, video editing, social media, promotion, blah, 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 all the stuff that Kevin does.
And I do. And finding and paying for all that software to use can be just as big of a headache, not to mention expensive.
Well, with PodUp, you can have a one-stop shop for everything you need to take your podcast to the next level.
35 powerful modules with AI integration and one software, you can create, publish, grow, monetize, and manage your podcast with a simple, easy-to-use interface.
Everything from a site builder and recorder to editing for video and audio, live streams, blogs, and transcriptions.
Legal, newsletters, SEO.
Setting up shops, getting ads and sponsorships.
Managing your workflow, files, and even backing up your content.
Set up an account today and get 14 days free. And even schedule a demo with one of PodUp's podcasting experts to see how to start producing and monetizing your very own podcast.
And when you're ready, use our exclusive coupon code TORTURE15 for 15% off whichever package you decide to go with.
And if you're a professional that's even too busy for that, go to podallies.com.
Yeah, their done-for-you podcast production and marketing service will take care of the dirty work for you.
Dirty. We're talking websites, social media, editing work, SEO, all done for you. So you can just focus on being the star of the show, like me, and getting on with your day, unlike Kevin, who has to do all the work.
That's why everybody comes, is for Dan. And this team of experts will use PodUp software to put your podcast on the map where it belongs. See, just they're using PodUp software. It's all one big circle. It's coming all, it's always coming back around.
Like opposite of a square.
That's right.
So, go to podup.com and podallies.com and use our coupon TORTURE15 for 15% off. That's TORTURE15 for 15% off.
PodUp.com, the ultimate podcasting platform.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.